Rocky and Lissa. Mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
Is there a more annoying fake title than foodie?
And
you guys are coming up with some great ideas in the tech club. Before we get to those, I went to Urban Dictionary to see how they describe the word foodie, how they define it.
Hit me.
Foodie, a person who enjoys eating food, unlike everyone else who hates food, thinks it's disgusting, and would never consider eating it.
That's so perfect.
Their next definition, a person who has no actual interests or hobbies.
Foodie.
1-800-222-0985. Text the show KRZ with your comments to 72881. We're looking for a more annoying fake title. Then foodie, go ahead.
About when somebody says, I am such a diva.
Yes! Forgot about that one. And
yes.
They're proud of it. They know it's kind of a negative thing, but it's like a Mariah Carey connotation, but they're proud of it.
Well, it's better than calling yourself the B word. You know, a diva kind of softens it a little bit, but it's the same thing, right?
Right, exactly.
You're bragging about being high maintenance, basically.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So true. Thank you.
What do we have in the text club?
Love it. She said, it annoys me when people call themselves hipster, especially when they pretend to tease themselves like, I'm such a hipster. Look at this haircut. I just want to look at them and say, how does that make you a hipster? You got a ridiculous haircut. Go sit down.
They're not a hipster, just someone with a bad haircut.
Next texter says, wine snob drives me nuts.
Okay.
And it's always the people that call themselves that. Half the time, they don't even know dry red wine from sweet white wine. Right. They know the very basics.
Yet they're a wine snob.
And maybe that's the root of it. It's an insecurity thing. It's some kind of like security issue where you have to come up with this title people will believe that, you know what you're
talking
about.
Isn't just the basic rule, wait for someone else to call you
a
connoisseur
better.
Of something.
Exactly.
Don't call yourself that.
I was just going to say that too, when people call themselves a connoisseur, because isn't that a French word anyways? And then when they do that, they have a little flair of arrogance with it as well. Don't try to push that past me. I'm a connoisseur.
Or aficionado gets me too.
Yeah.
Cigar aficionado.
For people that can say it.
You're smoking a cigar. Sit down and shut up.